Project and the economic impact of the arts in Orange County. You can get the full agenda online at townofcarborough.org. Also going on, and this is happening right now, the Chapel Hill Farmers Market at University Place. Their midweek market is open every Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Just got underway here at University Place, right across the parking lot from us. This season, they have new vendors like Yeehaw Donuts and Homebucha lined up alongside your longtime favorite local farmers and vendors. So check it out right now at University Place. Now until 6 p.m. The weather's perfect for it. Chapel Hill Farmers Market bringing us our first weather report of the hour, along with Cruiser's Convenient Marketplace. Right now, 83 degrees and mostly sunny in Chapel Hill, Carborough. It's going to be mostly clear tonight with lows down around 65, and then mostly sunny for the next couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Chance of rain creeping in for Friday, especially in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the upper 80s to wrap up the week. A little bit of a chance of rain this weekend, but it seems to be diminishing, and a better chance of rain in the forecast yesterday. Now it's just a slight chance of rain for Saturday and Sunday. So if you got weekend plans, fingers crossed you should be able to get those in no problem. Highs both days will be in the low 80s. Check out Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fountain drink perfection daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up at Cruiser's. Good to go. 317 here on the Hill. The month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The month just got underway, and the Compass Center for Women and Families right here in Chapel Hill have a number of events that are scheduled to raise awareness and also funds for the Compass Center, but raise awareness for domestic violence awareness in general, and to get the word out not just about the issue, but the work that the Compass Center does to help women and families all year round. We're joined here in the studio by Cordelia Heaney of the Compass Center to talk about what's coming up this month, and also to talk about the Compass Center's work and what we as individuals here in the community can do to help and get involved. Cordelia, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
So, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, every October. Tell us about the importance of raising awareness of the issue of domestic violence.
Well, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men are going to experience intimate partner violence in their lifetime. We know at Compass Center we served over 1,200 survivors of domestic violence last year, and we want to get the word out in our community that this is a serious issue that affects lots of people, and that there are services out here for people who need help.
And it's still underreported, right? I mean, I know we've talked before that whenever, and we're still in a situation where whenever we see the number of reported domestic violence cases go up, that's almost a good sign because it means that people are talking about it more.
Definitely. I think when we see more people reaching out, that's actually a really good sign that people know that our services are available, that they're compassionate, that people who call will be believed and get information. There's still such a stigma about intimate partner violence, and it's exciting to have more people reach out and be able to access services that they may need.
So what are some of the programs that the Compass Center offers?
Well, Compass Center has a unique model where we offer prevention, crisis, and long-term self-sufficiency services. So we do teen health education in Chapel Hill Carborough schools and teen dating violence prevention education. We're the domestic violence service provider in Orange County, so we offer services for Spanish-speaking clients. We have a 24-hour hotline. We have support groups. We have court advocacy. Starting in January, we'll be offering some transitional housing and mental health services. And then because we know that 99% of survivors of domestic violence experience financial abuse, we also offer career and financial coaching and workshops and legal information services, but those self-sufficiency services are available to anyone in the community, so you don't have to be a survivor of domestic violence to use those services.
Speaking with Cordelia Heaney, Compass Center for Women and Families. If you want more information, you can find it online. CompassCTR.org is the website. Again, CompassCTR.org. And we're talking because it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the month of October, and there is a long list of events that are taking place over the course of the month. Some of them have gotten underway already. So what are some of the things that people want to know about?
Well, this year, Compass Center is participating with Allstate's Purple Purse Challenge. So this is a national fundraising challenge. Serena Williams is their spokesperson this year. And folks can make donations online to support Compass Center. If you look up the Purple Purse Challenge, you can either donate directly to Compass Center, or we have folks that are taking on being captains and raising money for their team, and you can donate through that. And there are opportunities for us to get matching funds through Allstate, depending on how much money we raise. So that's one thing we're doing to get the word out about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And then to kick that off in person, we're going to be at Blue Dogwood Market on Franklin Street from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. this Thursday. And 5% of sales at all of the vendors at Blue Dogwood are going to go to support Compass Center, and we'll also be tabling there, and people can learn more about the Allstate Purple Purse Challenge and the other activities we have going on this month. And we're so excited about that. If you like Persian food, or you need gluten-free food, or you want to come by and have a drink or eat chocolates or whatever, they have so many different exciting vendors there, so it's worth checking it out.
And I know Blue Dogwood is kind of just recently open, mm-hmm. right? And they're still getting the word out, and a lot of people, I know myself included, haven't been there yet to check it out. So if you're one of those people and you've been meaning to, or you want to, or this sounds like an exciting place, Thursday is the perfect day to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they really have something for everyone, mm-hmm. so it's definitely a good day to come, and we'll be there, and you can find out more about Compass Center. And it's also just fun because you can get a little of food from this place and a little of food from that place. Yep. And it's a really nice date night kind of place, too.
So that's this week. What's coming up for the rest of the month?
Well, on October 18th, Ellis Family Law is presenting Passion for Purple, which is our special Domestic Violence Awareness Month cocktail party. It's going to be at the NC Botanical Gardens. And folks can purchase tickets on our website. They're $45. And we'll have a silent auction and great speakers and live music from the Doug Largent Trio. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And then if people want to check out other events, we have our community calendar on our website that has a whole host of events. We wanted to really have an opportunity for people to see not just what Compass Center is doing, but what UNC students are doing, what other agencies are doing, to really get out the word. And we're going to be out in the community at the Hillsboro Farmers Market, at different community organizations, just educating more folks about the dynamics of domestic violence and letting people know that we're here to serve.
And again, compassctr.org is the website. Go online and get that full list of events. I'm looking at the sheet here, and there are 12 events on it, and we've talked about three. So we're mm-hmm. really just scratching the surface in this conversation. Head to the website, again, compassctr.org. There are events and happenings scheduled all through the month where you can get involved in helping the Compass Center and also just generally raising awareness about this issue. So for people who want to help, for people who want to get involved, donate, volunteer, just be more engaged and active in the mm-hmm. issue, what can people do?
Well, Compass Center works with over 200 volunteers every year, so we're always looking for more people to volunteer on our information referral program, to be hotline advocates, to serve on our board, to be financial or career coaches, to be legal attorneys that help donate some of their time, and the list goes on from there. And so if you want to learn more about how you can get involved with Compass Center and give back, just visit our website, and you can click on the volunteer section and get more information and get set up with some volunteering opportunities.
And then since we're raising awareness of the issue of domestic violence, I know it's very difficult for people to pick up the phone and make that call for the first time. I know it's difficult for people to know when it's time to reach out to someone that they think might be stuck in a situation like this. What are the signs? What is the moment when you should be picking up the phone or starting that conversation? Mm-hmm. What should people be looking for?
Well, I don't think there's one perfect moment. I think if you're concerned about a loved one or a friend in your life, you can call our 24-hour hotline and get more information and support from an advocate who can walk you through that conversation and talk about how you can make yourself available to that friend or that loved one and be a support for them. I think the number one thing is just recognizing that, you know, that person needs your support no matter what they decide to do.
Anything else that people need to know about the Compass Center or about these events this month?
Well, Compass Center serves over 6,000 people in our community every year, and we just want folks to know that our services are here, they're free, they're for anyone in our community, and we're excited that so many awesome organizations are putting out the word about Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Again, compassctr.org for more details, including the full schedule of events for Domestic Violence Awareness Month all through the month of October. Cordelia Heaney, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
326 here on the Hill. Back with more after this.